Well, welcome to our Tuesday noonday Bible study here at Cross Culture Church. We're in the book of Revelation, and we are in chapter 6, and we are going to finish up in chapter 6, verses 9 to 17. So, we welcome everyone today, and we'll get started. Can I have a reader to read verse 9 in Revelation 6, 9?
And for being faithful in their testimony.
Okay.
Want me to go to 10?
No, no. Okay. I want to try and stick with this.
Okay.
Now, it says here, and the souls of them that were slain. Mm-hmm. Anyone have any idea of who are the martyrs? Who are the ones that were slain?
The Christians?
Well, yeah.
When it talks about that, I always thought about the people that go over to these different countries and the martyrs.
The martyrs, now keep in mind, we're talking at this period of time.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, stay with us in this time where John is getting this revelation, okay? Mm-hmm. Now,
and also were people who continue to confess Christ through the tribulation?
Well, is some.
Some.
Other thoughts? Okay. Now, these martyrs that we're referring to, these souls that we are referencing here, are the martyrs of the first months of the tribulation.
The
reason why I wanted to stay with this is so that you understand where we're going in the rest of the chapter, who these martyrs are. Mm-hmm. So these are the people, because we're going to speak more about the martyrs in the next two chapters. So we need to know that these are the martyrs of the first of the tribulation.
Okay.
Someone read 10, please.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?"
So, who is asking the Lord this? Who's asking the Lord?
That's right.
Now, put a pin in that and just kind of fast forward to the day. How many times, well, let me speak for myself, that I said, "Oh Lord, dost thou not judge and avenge these evildoers of today?"
Exactly.
Of today. So, what we have here is people who have saints who have been murdered for their profession of the faith. So let's quickly go to 11, because I don't want to, there's some good meat in 11. So can someone read verse 11?
And all the angels stood around,
mm-hmm,
about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God.
Wait, are you reading 11?
You reading 11?
Oh, I'm
6, 11.
6, 11.
Mm-hmm.
And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
Okay. It says, rest yet for a little season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thoughts about that? And who was saying that to the martyrs? First question, rest. And then, yes.
The martyrs telling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To rest. Okay, so when he's saying rest, mm-hmm. any thoughts about what he means by rest?
Wait, just hold on a little while longer.
Yeah, that's in a sense, but there's a little more to it. Like the M&M, you got the crunchy, but you got to get to the yeah. So
what about their peace of mind that it's gonna happen?
You're close to it. You're so close.
You know, for them to be satisfied and understand, just rest in the Lord. I got this.
Okay. And the reason why I wanted us to get for rest, because today, oftentimes, when people are going through situations, fast forward today, we say, you know, you got to learn how to rest in the Lord. Or you hear preachers talking about resting in the Lord. Well, you say, well, resting in the Lord, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You hit it pretty close to it. In this scripture, God is assuring the saints to wait a little while longer. Mm-hmm. Just wait a little while. Why? Mm-hmm. It is difficult for these martyrs to understand why God would allow their murderers to live. Yet, God asked the saints to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. Now, in this verse, the Lord God is encouraging the martyrs to rest a while. And indeed, they could do so. Why? Anybody know why they could do so? Because the divine promise, vengeance is mine.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And divine promises are what?
Yea and amen.
Yes, but divine promises are what? We know that they are yea and amen, but they're what to us? They're promises. See? So that's why God said you can rest, because vengeance is mine. That was my promise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we, you and I, believers, when people want to know resting God, we enter into rest, into God's rest. And I'm going to ask you, how do we enter into God's rest?
By being patient.
That's you got it. That's part dot dot dot. But before we get to dot dot dot, one word.
Believe.
Well, you gotta have, you get belief, but what do you have before you get belief?
Faith.
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 That's it. That's how we rest in God's word through faith. Faith in his promises that he will fulfill what he said.
Okay?
See, that's why I wanted to hang with this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we talk about resting, for a long time, I did not understand what resting in the Lord was. I just thought, well, maybe you just sit, you know.
And do nothing.
No. As a saint, as a believer, our life is on an active doing track. It is not passive. And it's not sitting still. It's always acting. And when we act by faith, we do many things. We do many things by faith. So now we know that we believers can enter in God's rest by faith. Okay? How we enter into rest through faith? Now this is true both of salvation and sanctification. I need somebody to read 2 Corinthians 5:7 quickly. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Because this just backs this up. What we did just reinforces this rest. 2 Corinthians 5:7.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Okay. So faith takes you to rest.
Okay.
Faith takes you to rest. Somebody turn to Colossians 2:6 quickly. 2:6 quickly. So this faith, we got to understand that we have mercy and grace, the twins, faith and rest, twins. Okay.
Colossians 2:6 says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him."
Mm-hmm. You're reading out of what translation?
New
James, okay. Here's the King James. Just as Christ is received by faith, you read it. Let me just, this was my comment. So just as Christ is received by faith, we believers also need to walk. And walk by faith means what? To what? To walk by faith is to live by faith.
Live by faith.
Live by faith, okay? Because we always talk about walking. Well, when you talk about walking, most people think about your feet, mm-hmm. okay? Well, that's true. But we live by faith. Mm-hmm. That's what the scripture says. And by faith, acknowledging. When we live a life of faith, we acknowledge the lordship of Christ over our life. Thus, then, we are resting in faith. So when we are walking, living our life, we are resting in faith. We are resting in the Lord. That's something, that, you know, when I got that, that was real good to me. I don't know about y'all. But sometimes, when I just get this revelation, man, and then you start putting it together. You say, okay. You see, the Lord, everything that the Lord gives us is not hard. We just got to understand it. Once you get understanding, it's like, woo, this is delicious.
Yes.
You know, this is delicious. Rest in the believer's life comes through now here it is, y'all. Rest in the believer's life comes through complete reliance on God's promises and full surrender to his will. Okay? Want me to read that again? Okay. Rest in your life, Brother Luke, comes through complete, not halfway, but complete, Estelle, reliance on God's promises. We rely on his promises as we live our life of faith. Amen? We're complete reliance on God's promises and full surrender to his will. There you go. So now y'all know how to minister people about resting and walking a life of faith and resting in God's promises. Somebody read verse 12.
And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's okay. Now, let me just show you this, because does the Lord not tell us beforehand what he's going to do? Do we agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, let me show you, and let me back it up for you with a good period. Somebody read Isaiah 34:4. And somebody turn to Joel 2, verses 30 and 31. And someone turned to Matthew 24:29. So we got a reader going to Isaiah 34:4, a reader Joel 2:30-31, and a reader Matthew 24:29. And when we get those, can we say amen? And then we can go. Who has Isaiah?
I have it.
Okay.
34:4 says,
can you speak a little louder, honey?
Okay.
Thank you.
The heavens above will melt away and disappear like a rolled up scroll. The stars will fall from the sky like withered leaves from a grapevine, or shriveled figs from the fig tree.
Who's got Joel 2:30-31? Joel chapter 2. Okay.
I'll do Joel.
Okay.
What is it, Joel?
Joel 2, verse 30-31. I need y'all to bring your Bibles, because we're gonna be turning scripture.
And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come.
Matthew.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Okay. So all these cosmic disturbances have been predicted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So predicted. So, all right. So a lot of people say, oh, we at the end of time, that, yeah, well, we're moving there, but we're going to see some more. Mm-hmm. We ain't seen the moon in the blood yet.
Right.
Okay? All right, so we got to 12. Who's got 13? Somebody read 13 and 14.
Revelation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, mm-hmm. when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
Wow.
Okay, so you
read. Talk about the same fig. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, fig tree is symbolic of when things are not producing in the natural order of God.
Mm-hmm.
So when the figs, like the fig tree, if figs are not coming out, that's why Jesus said to the fig tree, you know, curse it.
Because
it wasn't producing like it was supposed to.
Right.
Okay? So the fig tree is symbolic. Remember, this is symbolic. So we did 13, mm-hmm. 14.
Yes.
Okay, who's going to do 15 and 16? And then we'll have some open discussion. 15.
And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb.
Okay, now that was the last verse, right?
No, for the great day of his wrath is come, and mm-hmm. who shall be able to stand?
Okay, now I'm going to give you general and let y'all just go right for it, because this is what God is saying is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the tribulation,
right.
Okay? When the tribulation comes, unbelievers and will act as if they believe the end of the world is at hand with all this. But see, we know. You see, there are people now, the global warming is because the earth is out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's because the sin nature from the garden was the earth was affected by it. Everything is, that's why I said when Jesus come back, everything is complete and in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So the earth now, but see, these are unbelievers, these are scientists. But the Bible already told us,
right.
You know, and there's more yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
More yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
So now we see that the martyrs who were martyred are looking and they're saying, Lord, when are you going to do something? Because they're seeing more. People, you know, when you going to do this?
And God said,
so here we are. Here's our takeaway from these. Today, whatever happens, we have to rest in God's word and his promises. Because what do you say? Every tear, wipe away every tear. There's a newer heaven and earth and so forth. So it is good that that's why he said read and study yourself approved, so you'll know. That's why you got to know, because if you don't know, you will be as loony as a tomb like these other people out here running around. And just like it said, you know, in 16, how the people were running underneath the rocks. They're going, you know, Satan got them wanting to go to another part of the heavens. Because he know that they want to get away from this world. But you can't, everybody's going to be, everyone will be judged.
Mm-hmm.
Either the great white throne
mm-hmm.
or the bema. So mm-hmm. we hanging with the bema.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The mercy seat.
Yes.
The mercy seat.
Well, this rest really puts us at peace. As we see what's going on
yes,
around us.
Yes.
Because it's chaotic.
Yes.
You know, I mean, not just what people are doing, but with the weather pattern, you know, 22 tornadoes in December, earthquakes in Alaska.
Yes.
So without this peace, you know, we'd be like, Lord, what is going on?
How about hailstone on the islands?
Yes. Mm.
That's almost like the people in Noah's day. They didn't never seen rain. They couldn't believe it was rain. Them people in Noah's day never seen no hail and stuff like this. What is this?
Oh, I didn't know that happened. When that happened?
Oh, last week or yeah.
Really?
Oh. St. Martin and Eve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, yeah. But see, the world is, we know. And the reason why God is tells us to rest is not so that we can be able to encourage others. Mm-hmm. See, because when you rest, you have shalom. You have the peace of God.
Yeah.
Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing needed. And when people see us, they want to know, well, what in the world? Can you tell me? What is it, you know? And that's... There you go. Come right on in.
Yes.
Let me tell you. Amen. Let me tell you. So we have any other questions or comments?
I've been trying to talk to an individual. They say they believe in God, but they don't believe in Christianity, and they don't believe in Jesus, and that they believe that the Bible is only a book of stories.
Mm-hmm.
But they do believe in God, and they have a relationship with God.
Well, you know, the only thing I can say about that is, yes, they do believe in God, their God. Because in order to believe in the Most High God, you have to believe in the Holy Scriptures who tell you who
that's right.
The Most High God is. So,
right.
I never argue about people who say, you know, they believe there is a God. Yeah, because they believe there's a higher power
and
there is, you know, but what God is it? I was speaking
point.
To a young right. man, a young inmate the
what
other
God
week, and he was raised in Christianity in the fundamental teaching of the Word. And, of course, he had gone to prison for a while, and now he's back, getting ready to go again. So he says to me, "You know, I says, well, how you doing with your study and your prayer life?" He said, "Well, I have a little group, and we're praying." And I asked him, I said, "Well, who are you praying to?" See, because people say they're praying, I need to know who you're praying to. Because they believe,
yeah.
But do they believe in the God of creation of heaven and earth?
That's right.
You see.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Father, we just thank you for this time of understanding. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you have met us. You have given us what we needed today in this study, and we thank you. Lord, I just pray for those who are not here today that, Lord, you know their situation, and we pray all is, we thank you, Lord, that all is well. And we pray for all those who are listening, Lord, that they will stay faithful and remain faithful to you, Lord God, and that they will mature in their faith in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let me turn this off.